Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday and time for another slice of fresh bread. John chapter 9 and verse 24. Here's God's word. So for the second time, they called the man who had been born blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man, that is Jesus, is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I've told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become one of his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciples. We are the disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. There's just a couple of thoughts from this slice of fresh bread. They bring him in for a second interview, and it's one of intimidation. They tell him, here's the right response, give glory to God. What the Pharisees don't know, his confession of Jesus as the one who healed him and giving him honor is giving glory to God, because this Jesus is the Son of God. And then they begin to try to back him in a corner with their illogical logic, and he takes biblical logic and backs them into a corner. Whether he's the Messiah or not, I'm not going to argue that, but I do know this, that you don't have the power to do miraculous works if you're in rebellion against God. And this man must be a worshiper of God. This man must be faithful to God. Then they say, turn from this man. Give glory to God. And he says, now, why do you keep asking me these questions? And then I love the way he says, do you want to become a disciple too? Notice how he turns it around in order to call them to put their trust in this one who healed him and to quit trying to discredit him and instead surrender to him. Well, they then say, you're just a sinner. Well, now you just had something revealed. Man-made religion is not only hypocritical, it is the arrogance of self-righteousness. When they say that man's a sinner, what they're also saying is what? Well, we're not. We don't need someone to rescue us. Secondly, they don't need anybody to teach them. Can I tell you one of the great evidences that God's grace has come into our life? We are the first to recognize we're sinners saved by the grace of God. Forgiven of sin's guilt and power. We still realize we got sin living in us. So there is no arrogance in us. God has broken us, not to keep us broken, but to renew us and to transform us. But we are fully aware without him, we are broken. Therefore, in that brokenness, we confess the power of the transforming grace of God in our life. And that's what this man is teaching us. What the Pharisees teach us? If you don't have a teachable heart, that probably reveals the arrogance of self-righteousness. And that probably reveals you haven't come to Christ as Savior, because you think you don't need him. But when you know you're a sinner, you know you need a Savior. And when Jesus Christ becomes your Savior, you, like this man, not only boldly confess him and are able to turn the questions of intimidation into questions that lead to a Savior. And even beyond that, what you're able to say is, no matter what you do, I will be faithful to Christ. You may declare you don't want to listen to me, but ultimately you have to listen to Jesus, either now in salvation or in the day of his second coming. You'll hear him in judgment. They then cast this man out. They cast him out of the temple. They declared him as excommunicated. What they didn't know is this man was reconciled to God through Jesus Christ and had manifested it not simply by the physical miracle, but by his confession of Christ. And they are the ones that are on the verge of being cast out, not simply out of a temple, cast out into the pits of hell. I don't want you there. I want you in heaven. So come to Jesus, that you will not be cast out into eternal judgment. And confess him, even when men intimidate you. Turn their intimidation into an interrogation. Would you like to come to Jesus too? That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.